and interview the animal control officer and found to my surprise that this county official possessed a manila file folder that he had labeled werewolf. Now that's news when you have a county official with a file folder marked werewolf, 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 werewolf.
I have investigated since I was director of special projects at the CBS station in Denver about the worldwide animal mutilation deaths, and it was quite a paradigm shift for me then to sit and listen to sheriffs telling me that we weren't dealing with satanic cults, we weren't dealing with predators, we were dealing with something from outer space.
The communication is just like this message, like a message will come into my mind, you know, and said, we're here. They say, we. They never, I don't hear. They don't say, I'm here. I've never heard that back. It's always, we're here. And then I'll pick up my camera and go out and wherever they are and start filming, filming.
Rancher up in Lincoln County found that during a severe thunderstorm, he heard a muffled explosion that was different from the rest of the thunderclaps. The next day, he went out to check his fence and his sheep. He found the wreckage.
And at age four, I noticed an entity in my room. They're about 5 foot tall. It's pure white with large round eyes. And I just cannot figure out for the life of me what it is.
Welcome to the Paranormal Cafe. I am your host, Rob Simcox.
And I am Kalai Herko.
Kalai, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me again.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. We're here on the Paranormal Cafe in downtown Westchester. Had a couple of gremlins get into the studio. And Kalai just saw me running around here about 50 mile an hour trying to figure
with
it out.
With his head off.
Yes. I felt like I was on fire. Great day. You're listening to the Paranormal Cafe. I appreciate everybody tuning in worldwide on the web at www.whe1520.com or listening here in Westchester and Philadelphia. I greatly appreciate it. Thank you. Welcome to the show. Today we have an interesting guest up. Now, it's a returning guest. We've had her on before. It was roughly about a little over 2 years ago, I believe. Her name is Tanya Gabrielle. Bills herself as a celebrity numerologist. What an interesting job and interesting title. Now, last time she was on, we talked about the intricacies of numbers and everything like that, and I fully admit I had no idea what to say. Or, you know, I didn't even know half the questions asked because I don't know anything about numerology. It's probably one of the least I know about subjects of all. Not that I know a lot about anything, but let's see. Celebrity numerologist and composer Tanya Gabrielle is the author of the book Unrevealed Secrets of Political Success, How Names and Numbers Shaped the United States History. She counsels thousands of clients and businesses worldwide. Her unique approach utilizes three sources of numerology, ancient Chaldean, Pythagorean, and ancient Egyptian. Oh, this is a good mix.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Tanya Gabrielle's insight have been published in Entertainment Weekly, ESPN Magazine, right up my alley, and the online, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Times, Essence Magazine, and US Magazine. She is sought after guest on radio shows like ours worldwide, including Montel, Across America, WS Radio, Hay House Radio, very popular, Your Time with Kim Iverson, and the UK's Kerrang Radio. Gabrielle is renowned for her ability to read names and numbers and explain hidden messages behind current events. A highly popular speaker, Gabrielle has taught many seminars, including Hay House's I Can Do It conference and Matthew Fury's Zero Resistant Internet Marketing Seminar. Every day she reveals the influences of names and numbers on the world events, politicians, celebrities, future trends, and her highly popular blog, which you can get to by her website, TanyaGabrielle.com. I want to welcome Tanya to the airwaves. Welcome there.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in here because our boards are going crazy and we got gremlins running around. I was literally pulling my hair out, what's left of it, I guess. Tell everybody how you got into this, Tanya, and the effect of numerology on our lives.
Well, I got into it through music, actually. Music and numbers are very related, and I'm a composer. I have been since I was very young. And when I was in college, I was just perusing through a bookstore, and I saw a book on Pythagorean numerology. And being interested in math all my life, I thought, wow, what is numerology? I had no idea what it was. And I read about it and was immediately hooked and learned that he said numerology was the inner science and mathematics the outer science. And he said the same thing about astrology and astronomy. And I thought, wow, that really makes sense. And I started doing readings for my fellow classmates at the college I was at. And it was just so amazingly accurate, and I had so much fun that, you know, that it became a passion of mine right away.
How does numbers play in? I mean, numbers are probably one of the most universal things on Earth. Languages don't transcend cultures, but numbers seem to.
Mm-hmm.
How does this play into our everyday lives? I mean, we have dates, we have times, we have everything going on. How intricate, how much can it play into our life, or how much doesn't it play into our life? I'm sure it plays a heck of a lot, but...
It does. You just actually answered part of your question.
I realize that. That's why I shut up real quick.
Well, you know, everything reduces to a number. That's what quantum physics has proven. Mm-hmm. So everything's a code. Every word is a code. Every color reduces. Every, you know, sound actually is a number. And so that's a frequency. And so we're built, you know, we communicate through frequency. And when you can really look at where that frequency comes from, it is an actual number. So it's pretty amazing when you think about it. Your address, your phone number, your hotel room, your driver's license number, your Social Security number, but also all the names in your life, the dates in your life, you know, your personal year, personal month, personal day that are personal to you and show your cycles, all those make a difference. The place you live in makes a difference. The city, they all carry a certain frequency. So really, it encompasses pretty much everything that you do, and that's what makes it so exciting. And it's not a hard science to learn because you're basically adding numbers. You just need to know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like astrology where, you know, some people get a little frustrated with all the different, you know, aspects and all this kind of stuff and the interpretation, how do you interpret this and that. With numerology, it's very straightforward. And it's one reason I really enjoy teaching it and just letting people know about it, because you can actually do it yourself for some basic, simple things like looking at your year and your month and how things are going for you in that way. So,
Is it, so it's basically something that you have to... is it something the more you work at it, the better you become at interpreting the numbers?
Absolutely. Like anything else, practice makes perfect. What I am known for is taking a recipe of numbers and interpreting it. So I look at, for example, when I look at current events, I look at several people and dates, or I look at, you know, names and see how they relate to dates and all that. So it's like a big, big recipe. And the only way you can do that, it's like writing a symphony. You need to know how each instrument plays. You know, you need to understand the clarinet and the trumpet and the violins. And you can't give trumpet music to violins and violin music to trumpet. So you have to understand each number and what does it mean and how would it be interpreted in a piece of music. So I come to it from that perspective. It really is making music out of the recipe that I'm giving for each situation, and that goes for your relationships in your life as well, which is a very intricate thing between people, you know, to look at the frequencies between two people. So yeah, it's but the simple part that I was mentioning before is, like I said, you can look at, if you have your birthday and you know the month you're born, which everybody does, and the day you're born, you can figure out in 2010 what your frequency is, and that's really a neat thing to know. So that's quite easy to do.
How does that work, Tanya? Because I'm looking at your website, TanyaGabrielle.com, And you have a great website, by the way. I love it.
Thank you.
Now, you give, like, daily updates and everything like that. I guess numbers are always changing, so your, I guess, numerologist is always in always in vogue. How does a person take the information you're giving them? Because apparently you give a lot of information based off name, date of birth, and things of that sort.
So you want to know how they...
Yeah, how does a person apply that to their life to... Is it a recipe? Is it don't go to the store today? Or is it more along lines of try to take advantage of this or
yes.
your strengths and weaknesses?
It's a combination of both. It's usually not don't go to the store today, but it's a combination of please take advantage of this essence that's in your life right now. Like for example, if you're in a seventh cycle right now, whether it's a month or year, it's going to be a little slower energy. You're going to have to look within more. If it's an eight energy. Very different. You're going to have to take advantage of a lot of opportunities. It's a big money number, so you're going to deal with money issues and strengthening. Everything about your survival instinct is strengthened in an 8 year. It's a very different flavor from a seven or a month as well. So what I explain is to people, I look at their birth numbers and I say, okay, this number will mean this to you because of your birth numbers. So I go a little bit more deeply into it. But just like astrology where you look up your sign, you can just look at the seven and say, okay, that's going to be happening for me this month. Now, does it mean that your whole life is going to slow down if you're in a seven? No, it just means that, you know, depending on how it reflects with your birth numbers, you may get more impatient because you need to do your inner work more that during that period than during other times where you need to be a lot more active and go outside of yourself. So it really helps with little things like that. Also planning very special dates and trips. It's very good to know when good times for that is, because there are times when certain trips like vacations, I wouldn't take a vacation in a 7 months because it's really not a time to go out and have fun and, you know, be social and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more private time to be out in nature, to be time, you know, spend time by yourself. Whereas I would, you know, if I was in a 3 period or in a 5 period or a 1 or even a 2, and there are several others, say that's perfect. You know, it's a great time to travel. So things like that, you know, just to help people.
So you're not like maligning the whole month of July. You're saying in a 7 month as lined up to your... How it relates to you.
How it relates to you. It's not July being the 7th month. No, mm-hmm. no. July for one person can be a 1 month, and for another could be, you know, a 10 month or something, or it's 6 months, or, you know, very different frequencies. So, but, you know, it's interesting. You bring up a good point because I do, and I hope this isn't confusing, you have your personal numbers that are active, but they're also the universal dates. Like today is the 18th,
right.
you know, of the 11th month. And so that does factor in as well, especially when I'm looking at current events. I do look at those universal dates as well. So that's what makes the recipe so exciting for me, because, you know, when you combine a whole set of numbers, you really do need to understand what each frequency stands for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, we got Kalai in the studio, and she's been chomping at the bit to talk to you. Go ahead, Kalai.
Hi, Sonia. How are you?
Hi, good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
I had a question. I was just listening, and I know that a few years back I had my chart read, and the person who did my chart had wanted to know my birth date and the time that I had been born. How is numerology different from getting a chart read?
You're talking about astrology then, right?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, because when people talk charts, too, they usually mean astrology, and when they tell me they had to give their time, you had to give your time and your place of birth.
Right.
Well, yeah, that you need for astrology. For numerology, all I need is your birthday. I don't need the time you're born or where you're born.
Got you.
So the only real difference is a different modality of interpreting, you know, what was going on at the moment of your birth.
Okay.
That really, and so numerology looks at it. And by the way, they do work really well together. I have very close friends who are astrologers, and we are always amazed at how, you know, we get very similar things, even in current cycles for people.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I sent you some numbers about me just to kind of give an idea of what people can expect. And this ought to be interesting because I've told Tanya in the past that go ahead and, you know, rail against me, hit me with all kinds of crazy stuff. Just give people an idea of what's going on. I sent you my name and birth date and stuff like that. How does that... How do those numbers work out?
Well, you know what? I don't think I received those.
Oh.
So what I can do is just look at the, I'm very quick. If you want to either give them to me, like send it again, or give them to me on air, I can look at it for you.
Sure. I'm 21 years old. let's see. I can give you that over the air. We'll do that. Robert. And last, middle, you want first, middle, and last?
Mm-hmm.
Leonard, L-E-O-N-A-R-D.
Mm-hmm.
Simcox, S-I-M-C-O-X.
That's your birth certificate name?
Yes.
Okay.
And date of birth is 10th month, 6th day, 1968.
Okay.
We can even do yours, too. That would be interesting.
Uh-huh. I'm afraid to give her my name, though.
You have that crazy.
Yeah.
Well, with the name, I do two things. I use your birth name to give you all the gifts and talents you were born with, what you're here to do. It really describes your career in many ways as well. That's your birth name. Now, your current name, the one you use right now, that is a very different category. That's the activator of your birth numbers. And what that means is it either is activating your what you're born with in a helpful way, a fortunate way, or in a way that is somewhat challenging. So it's a whole different category. And people who have taken on different names, obviously, you know, they're not working with their birth frequency. Plus, I calculate it quite differently as well. So those are two name categories I do. But for you, Rob, let me look at this now. You're born on the 6th.
Yes.
Right away, I can tell you, just adding your numbers here.
I am mental and I...
No. You are not mental. Don't worry about that. Actually, you know, it's funny you brought up mental because, not that you're mental, but your full birthday adds up to 31.
Okay.
And that I call the out-of-the-box, genius, politically incorrect number.
Genius! That's me!
Yeah. So, because you really think outside the box, and people sometimes don't understand the tangents you go on and the way you think, you're a very quick thinker as well. So, and it's combined with the 6, which is, the 6 looks like a woman who is pregnant. So it literally means the cosmic parent. And it means you like to help people. You like to advise people. You like people to come to you for you to, you know, help them out with in ever whatever way that means. And also you would be an amazing parent with these two numbers that I see.
So,
I thought you were going to tell me I was pregnant. So.
No. It's just the look of a number actually gives you a lot of clues. For example, the 4, the 31 that I just told you is the genius, politically incorrect, out-of-the-box number, that 31, it reduces to 4. 3 plus 1 is 4. 4 looks like a divining rod, and it also can be the square. So what that means is it's very grounded, earthbound, and very connected to manifesting things. You need to have things in order in your life. The square basically means is when your office or your home are not in order, it will affect you in terms of how you feel about things. So order is very important for you, and you do know how to manifest. So you're very brilliant at that.
Well.
But your birth name is very interesting because you are on radio, and your birth name adds up to what I call the media number. And when I see this, I usually know that either you're very interested in all things media, or you are literally, your job is in the media. So,
wow.
So that's interesting. Yeah.
Very cool. So I'm a genius and I work in the media.
Well, you have 1 foot in each of the 3 triads, which means your 3 numbers are in each of the 3 different numerology triads, and that means your life, you may not know what you're here to do in terms of the final career that you have until maybe a little later in life, because you are multi-talented. You really can do many, many things well. And so bringing it all together might take a little bit for you. So you can focus on one thing early in life and then other things, you know, later. But you're very gifted. So bringing it all together
can take a little longer when I see numbers like this.
Now, what is there another shoe ready to drop? Because I can almost sense that.
Your shoe has dropped just now. Just so you know, your birthday this year started a whole 9-year cycle for you. You just ended a major cycle, and you were in a release year last year, which means endings of things, releasing things that were no longer useful in your life. And just in October, you began your whole new 9-year cycle, which means everything's new. You're going to be learning new things. You're going to be branching in new directions. Things feel somewhat new. And because your career is in the same triad as the number one, which is you're in a 1 year right now, your career will be in up in light somehow. You're either going to make changes, or you're going to just have your career be at the forefront of what you do this year. And it'll be almost like a new beginning for you.
Now, Tanya, is there anything to indicate that this new 9-year cycle, will this be a positive change or a negative change? Is there any way to
describe
that?
Now, that's a fantastic question. What it is there's always two sides to each number, and depending on your approach to things and your current name as well. If your current name resonates to a challenging frequency, there's a greater likelihood that you will gravitate more towards the negative meaning of a number. Mm-hmm. However, the interpretation of a number, for example, let's look at the number one, a 1 year. It can either make you feel like, you know, you just can't tackle all this new stuff. Like you're supposed to, you know, study and learn a brand new subject. Now you're supposed to really, you know, take on new projects, new enterprises. Mm-hmm. It's a huge, strong push for Rob for new goals, plans. He's basically setting the stage for the next 9 years right now. It's a really decisive year. The opposite of that, then, would be indecision. Mm-hmm. It would be getting caught up in being self-centered, being stubborn, being lazy, being self-conscious, you know, egotistical, even cunning, deceitful. That's the flip side of the one, which is a number of confidence. So there you go. I mean, and I tend to focus on the positive with people, but when they have consultations with me, you know, I do get a sense of what's going on, and I help them through it and just help them understand why they're feeling a certain way. So,
I wanted to ask you something about of course, I want to dwell on the genius as much as possible. But you said genius, and then you said something else, and I can't recall off the top of my head.
The 31 that your full birthday has up to? Yes.
Yes.
It's you think outside the box, okay? So mm-hmm. you have a way of approaching issues that is not usual. It's not politically correct.
Okay.
So you like looking at things from a very unique perspective, mm-hmm. and some people may not, they may need a little bit of help trying to understand, you know, where you're coming from.
That sounds like me. Welcome to the Paranormal Cafe.
Yeah, right.
great. Hey, what we're going to do, if you want to go to Tanya's website, TanyaGabrielle.com, you can follow along. You can get your own readings done through her. You can even do it, you know, via email and things like that. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a break real quick. When we come back, we're going to, during the break, we'll probably give her your information.
Oh, okay.
I thought I sent this to her, and my email sometimes screws up and says, yeah, we sent that, and everybody just sitting around looking at each other. But what we'll do is we'll give her your information during the break. And that way, people can actually follow along and see, you know, that I am a genius.
So God.
I want everybody to refer me as Rob the Genius Simcox. we'll be right back after these messages on the Paranormal Cafe.
I crashed in the jungle while I was trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the state. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
You are listening to 1520 AM WCHE Westchester.
We're having some fun here in the studio. I love when we have guests like Tanya on. I hate to, you know, I hate to say that, because then when you don't have somebody on like Tanya, everybody says, well, you didn't like to have that person on. Well, but it's not really true. We're back here in the studio with, we have Kalai. I have Tanya Kalai on my mind. Kalai's here in the studio. We have David here. How goes it, Dave?
Okay.
Hanging in?
Yes.
Hey, joining in on the conversation. But on the phone, we have celebrity numerologist Tanya Gabrielle. Now, Tanya had a chance to chat with Kalai, who completely lied about her age. She's actually 55, and she's from Brooklyn. No. So were you able to come up with any...
You got that
with that? Yeah. Got any dirt on her?
Any dirt?
That's all we really want here is dirt.
Oh, you're funny. Wow, yes. Well, interesting, Kalai, you also have one number in each triad, which means you have a lot of different gifts. I don't know if you felt that, you know, different directions that you could go in, and bringing it all together for you as well may come a little bit later.
Okay.
Now, you're born on the 19th, which is 1 plus 9 equals 10, and 1 plus 0 for 10 equals 1. So one of your important numbers is the number 1, which we were just speaking about before.
Great. Great.
But it gives you, it's a wonderful number because 10-1 actually is instant manifestation, and the ancients said it was the number of love and light. And when you have a 10-1, basically what it means is your mind manifests things very, very quickly, whether it is negative or positive. So you have to just be aware of that, that you really, what you think about happens quite quickly, more than with other people.
Okay.
The one makes you very independent. You're very original in your mind. You're confident. You have two leadership numbers. Actually, three. All three of your numbers are about leading. So it's very interesting to see this. Your full birthday adds up to 35, and that is an 8. 3 plus 5 is 8. That is the chairperson of the board number, which basically means you like to delegate. You don't like to do the nitty-gritty work. And then the 9, you have an 8. 81, which is a 9, as your full birth name number, and that is the number of the humanitarian. It's a very powerful number because 9 times 9 equals 81. So it's a very mystical, powerful, spiritual number, and it means that you want to uplift others and help them in your work. That's really what you want to do. And you must be creative in your work as well. This is one of the emotional, creative numbers. So your blueprint is, I can see you when you come into yourself, whenever that is, really taking on a leadership role, because all three numbers say that. So I don't know if you sensed that about your life at all.
I did. I just kind of put that on that feeling on the back burner because I really don't like to delegate, but in another respect, I do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, hey, do this and do that. It's just I do like to take control.
Yeah.
So I did sense that, but you confirmed it.
And she made me clean the bathroom during the break. I don't know what that was all about.
Well, and he didn't use gloves. No.
Well, you know what's interesting, Kalai, is that you're in an 18 year, which is a 9, and that's the reverse of 81. When I see that, that's what I call that a magnetic mirror, like a reversal of the mirror. And so it's very, really a very important time in your life this year, right now, for you to activate the career side of what you do. So I don't know if you're taking steps to do that or not.
I am.
Okay. Because this year you're supported. The reason I like people to know about their cycles is I let them know when they're supported for certain parts of their life. And this year is for you, the career year. So if you, by supported, I mean if you take the steps to make changes and to go after things you want, you will be supportive in that this year. So it's a fantastic year. And the next year you're going into a 19 year, which is amazing. You have two back-to-back years here. The 19 year, you're born on the 19th.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you're activating one of your birth numbers in an amazing way. So you're really in a time in your life right now where things are transforming and shifting on a very, very deep level. And so, you know, take advantage of any opportunity that comes your way. Create opportunities for yourself. Network, the way you can. I mean, I don't know exactly what you want to do, but I just want you to know that this is your time to, mm-hmm. to get things accomplished.
Wow, that's great information.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the dark side of that. You've got a real inflated head right now. You know?
Oh, you're funny.
Inflated head.
Me and my
Rob still thinks he's a genius.
Well, with one of Kalai's issues is money. She has, meaning that she sometimes has it and sometimes she doesn't, but money is something that's very important to you. And, you know, whether you have it or not, you are somebody who likes the best of the best. So in that sense, some people might call you materialistic, but the eight understands it's just that you want high quality stuff. You don't want to go to, you know, like, I don't know if you like going to thrift stores, but my sense is you probably don't do that. Because with the eight, it's like, it just doesn't appeal to you.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
You got all these styles on it.
Yeah.
I look like a ragamuffin. She's all dressed out in style. We got Cher in here. Oh, goodness.
Well, she loves quality, and she likes it not only in her clothes, but just in her general surroundings. Beauty is very important. So.
Why is she with me? I don't know why she's here with the studio with me. I don't know what's up with that. So.
Well, you like beauty, too, my dear. Your six means that beauty is very important to you. Wow. You know, so it is something that you resonate with, actually.
As he looks in the mirror. Oh, my goodness.
I am
not a mirror, really.
It's a handheld mirror.
Very sad.
We're not joking here.
I'm a sad guy. I'm a really sick, sad guy here. So
mirror, mirror on the wall.
Now, Dave brought up a good point during the break. He said he's actually changed his name.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect somebody along that lines? I mean, he's actually changed his name to a completely different last name.
Yeah, of course that affects you because it's a whole different frequency. So I would have to look at the two names and let you know what the effect is. But
okay.
if you just change one letter in your name or take a letter out, you know, you've changed the frequency. So
okay.
It's just a matter of adding. You know, if you add 2 plus 3 plus 4 and you take out the 2, you're going to get a different number. So that's how it works. So yeah.
Now you said last time you were on, people have added like a S at the end of their name, or they'll add like a to get the right frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Now you were saying that you actually did it for yourself. You took your own advice.
I did. Yes, I found out once I learned about this part of numerology, that was the last really part of the puzzle for me, is current names. I didn't know about it until about, I think it was 4 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and I saw that all the names I had up until that point were reflective of what my life was like, and you know, the challenges that I've had. And so I made a decision right away to change my name, and what I do is I take my first name and my middle name. That's my name, Tanya Gabrielle. Gabrielle is my middle name.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that resonates to an incredibly powerful number. And my life really shifted almost immediately because of what I did. So.
Wow.
Now, have you had people like come to you with like a completely horrible number for them?
All the time. Most people have, and I don't call it horrible, but they have names that are bringing challenges into their life and not supporting them in what they want to accomplish. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. I would say 80% of my clients have that issue. So,
mm-hmm.
So when that happens, and obviously the name that this person has is not doing so well for them, how do they learn what name is going to be best for them?
I create it for them. I create a report. It's called the Is My Name Fortunate Report, and you can actually get it on my website. And what I do is I give them several alternatives, and I stick to the pronunciation of the name they're using,
mm-hmm.
so it's not such a big deal, so people can still pronounce it, but there may be a letter that I add or take out that then changes the frequency and makes it a positive one for them. So.
Tanya recommended I change my name to Sally Simpleton.
Simpleton, no, that's my name.
It seems to work for me. I don't know why. I like it. Are there any celebrities out there that, last time you were on, you successfully called for Barack Obama to
mm-hmm.
sweep and kill in the primary and also to win the presidency. Is there is there somebody out there that we should be watching as either a completely positive year or completely, ooh, this is not their year type of deal?
Barack Obama.
Really? Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah, coming up for him is a really challenging time. So it's already you know, when he took on the name President Obama, he took on huge challenges, and obviously those have, you know, happened for him. But he's entering a cycle come his next birthday in August, so that year, that it truly is going to be challenging for him. And I really don't think he can be reelected because of the numbers that he'll have. And just like I predicted he would be, you know, in 2008, I don't think 2012 is going to be his year. So
you're saying a one-term presidency here.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, obviously we never know what's going to happen because I don't know who's running against him. I have to look at that person's numbers as well.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do know for him personally, it's coming up to a time where what's going on is the name he took on, President Obama, is actually going to be activated during that year that I'm talking about that starts mm-hmm. in 2011 for him in August.
Right.
And it's going to be like this double whammy of challenges for him because of that. So, yeah.
So maybe would like the better representative for a Democratic ticket, say, be like Hillary?
I have to look. Let's see. She's born 1026. Let me briefly look at that. I haven't looked.
Good.
So not. Yeah, I know. I know that. I know those two. Yeah. So she's nine. So that would be five. Okay. 2012 for Hillary would be quite an incredible year. Yeah. Because she'll be activating the media number, and so everything media-oriented will be going in her favor, which is what you want as a politician.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's the number you have, Rob, in your career is the media number. That actually will be active for her that in 2012. So
you were saying it was active for me all the time because of my birthday, but for her, she's coming in.
Yes, this is different. It's not a current cycle for you. It's actually a part of your life. It's what you're born with. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's kind of interesting. I didn't think of that one. Okay. Mm-hmm. somebody like big in the popularity is. Have you ever done Mel Gibson's? Cause I have a soft spot for the guy. He's kind of the screwball millionaire kind of guy to me, you know. So yeah, Mel Gibson's one of those guys You feel for him, even when he's yelling and ranting into phones and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've all been there, but
yeah, I'm sure I've done his numbers. I'd have to, have to go find his number because I don't know, you know, millions of celebrities off the head.
You don't? Oh my
top of my head. So
That's okay.
Yeah, I could. If I had his birthday and his info, I could ask you about that. I do know that Mel Gibson, I do remember that his name adds up to a really fortunate current name number, which is how he has become so successful.
Okay.
So now what his cycles are saying recently, probably showing some challenges for him, but I don't know his birthday, so I can't tell you that right now. So. Well,
Dave here has a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just wondering about my numbers because I did change my last name.
Mm-hmm.
For people who don't realize, I'm sorry, I'm Rob's brother, so my birth name was David Charles Simcox Jr.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed my last name to Evans, E-V-A-N-S.
E-V-A-N-S, okay.
And I guess the birthday will help, so it was January 28th, 1963.
Okay, so 11 and 19.
Where were you during the Kennedy assassination? I just want to know.
I was not on the Grassy Knoll.
I just want to know.
I was not anywhere near the Grassy Knoll. I was not in Dallas at the time.
He said he was in Dallas.
I was not in Dallas at the time.
Very good.
I was in Dallas last week.
There you go.
So let's see here. So do you go by Dave or David?
I prefer David.
Okay. Let me just check this. That's 20. All right. I can tell you right now that David Evans is it's like night and day between David Simcox. David Simcox is challenging. David Evans is highly fortunate.
Okay.
Wow. So, and David Simcox, I don't know if you ever had that name. Did you grow up with that name,
yes,
David Simcox?
Yes, until I was like 30.
Right.
Mm-hmm. 35, I think.
So did you feel any shift since you took on Evans?
No, it's been challenging because, it's like, I don't know. It was about 10 years ago. It's been challenging, but
Okay, because that's why I asked, do people call you Dave or David? Because if you're activating two versions of your name, it won't activate the frequency. So so that's, a lot of people are in that position. I don't know if that's
right.
The
well,
case with you.
Some people do call me Dave, and I tell them that I'm David.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I prefer David.
Do you use a middle initial when you sign your checks or credit cards?
Yeah, C.
Okay, so that will also deactivate the name. So just take all those things out, and it'll activate much more strongly for you because it is really a fortunate number.
Okay.
You just have to take out all these other name frequencies that you're using right now. So.
Okay. Is it a thing of too much change at once?
No, it just depends on whether the frequency is good or not. You know, that's what matters. So if you're not ready for the change, though, I have had clients who, you know, it's almost like their mind pattern just is resistant to change, and that can happen as well. So, but I think with David, the reason he hasn't benefited as he should from this 27, which is what his David Evans adds up to, is because he's had different versions of his name, especially, you know, signing with the C. That was a whole different number, and it's not a number I recommend. So, yeah.
Very good, very good. Any other questions, Dave?
No.
Vid?
No.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, very good.
Mr.
Very good.
Genius.
No. Mr. Genius.
Genius.
I'm wearing my crown as we speak, so genius crown. What stars should we be watching out for lately to break out? Because I've noticed Taylor Swift has been, like, the big thing in music. And is there any stars we should keep an eye on that really will hit superstardom or crash and burn, as we all like to watch? Any stars having a really bad year or really extraordinarily good year?
Okay, let me see. The thing is, when I don't have their numbers in front of me, that's why I wanted you to email me who you want to talk about, because I don't have Taylor's number in front of me right now.
I had a whole bunch of, you know what, I'll give you stuff from Paranormal. That way, I emailed you a whole bunch of stuff, but I didn't, it says it went through, but of course my email's archaic.
I don't know where you sent it, maybe not, but let me look at her briefly. 12, 13, let's see, she's born 12, 13, so. Doing a quick check here, 6, 1989, so that's 27. Okay. I can see why she's so magnetic. She has a totally magnetic life purpose number.
Right.
As for her year, let me look at it. She's in a 6 plus 3, 9 year. She's about to go into a very big year for her. Let me look at her birth name really quickly, because that's her career number.
How old is she?
13.
13?
She's 20.
13.
No, she'll be 21.
That's so bad.
13 from Rob.
13.
You're 13.
I'm 13. She looks like she's 13. I think her and, she competes in all those little girl pageants and everything.
Little Miss America.
Yes.
Well, she's born on the 13th.
Mm. Oh, okay. All
genius.
Right.
Genius.
Give it to Rob.
Very cool. Very cool. There's I've always wanted to ask you this number. It's a I'll give you the birth date and then we can talk about it. April 20th, 1889.
I know what it is.
April 20th, 1889. Let me look at that. 27 and 6. Okay, whoever this person is extremely magnetic. It actually is the same life purpose number as Taylor, which what that means is the person had incredible magnetism and was able to speak, like use the voice in a way that really had an effect on people. It's almost like, and Taylor has this as well, there's this magical way of swaying people to what they're doing. She has that. So, and then the 20, let me look at that. This person, let's see here. Yeah, there could have been issues in relationships with this person. Definitely everything was about either being at peace or being at war with this person. So,
ding dong, there you go.
Yeah.
That's the birth date of one Adolf Hitler. So. Very cool.
Wow.
I had to give you that one. So, yeah.
You nailed it.
Nailed it right on the head. So you've heard it first here on the Paranormal Cafe. Taylor Swift is the next Hitler.
No, that's not what I...
Tanya backed me up on this.
Little mustache.
Oh, that's crazy.
there is another famous person's birthday I want to give you real quick. It's kind of probably a polar opposite, but October 2nd, 1869.
Okay, October 2nd, 1869. Okay, similar. Let me just add it all up here.
I'm making her work on the air. This is what happens when you don't send an email through. Oh, I thought it went through, too. My goodness. That's why you're going to have to take over the emails, Clyde, because I'm an idiot. I probably sent it to Adolf Hitler.
Well, without saying the address, where did you get the address from?
I sent it to Tanya. It says Tanya at TanyaGabriel.com.
Well, you don't drop email in the mailbox, rather.
I put a stamp on it.
Okay, so this person, what is interesting, and again, this ties to Kalai, mm-hmm. interestingly enough.
Oh, boy.
Remember I told you had the humanitarian number?
Yes.
This person was a humanitarian. He or she... was just had that magnetism, but it meant he or she wanted to help people. So and the two, it's very interesting, the two was the person was either about complete peace or not. So again, it's a political diplomacy situation. Wow. I see here.
This
so
blows my mind.
Yeah.
You've nailed it again.
Yes, that's mm-hmm. Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh, okay.
So we had to give you that one. Wow. I you know what? I am now, it's like the last 10 minutes of the show. Rob comes alive. You know what I mean? Oh, my God. I just want to... I have like a whole list of stuff here I'd send her, but I feel bad about giving it to her and making her work on the spot. Yeah. You know what that is.
Well, we'll have to have her again. That's all.
That sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
You know what? I got to give her one more.
Okay.
January 6th, 1412.
Oh, my God.
You're really digging back there.
Well, this is a big one, so.
That's incredible. How do you even get these birthdays?
I just make numbers up.
The 6 is related to you, right? I mean, you do know that.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Okay. Hoo-ah. So maybe that's why you chose this. Who
yes.
knows? Okay. Let me see here. 5 and 3, that's 8, and 7, 15, 6. Okay, this person has what I call... Wow, double six. Wow, that's really powerful. Okay. Six is the magnetic number. Remember when I said 33-6 for what turns out to be Hitler and Taylor Swift? That
yeah.
is very, very magnetic. This person was extremely magnetic, but in a parental way.
Oh.
So, how do I describe this? He or she, the 15-6, wow, that's so powerful. It's like the person had the ability to have, like, spiritual alchemy, like a magician
oh
over
my
people,
God.
You know, that kind of thing.
Wow. You are blowing me away.
Well, that's what the numbers say. So.
That is Joan of Arc.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Very cool. I'm blown. Me and Kalai just looking at each other.
I don't know what to say.
I see, now she's killing me. I mean, the genius thing, I was like, okay, she doesn't realize how stupid I am. But then she's coming all this stuff. I'm like, and I like it this way because she doesn't know who it is now.
I know.
Wow.
I've never done this before.
It's working. It's working.
Well, you're 3-4-3, so.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Actually, with Rob, it's 3 out of 4, so.
Yeah, I'll give her the genius. I'll let her miss the genius one.
Genius.
Her notes were, okay, whatever the host number is, he's a genius.
Yeah.
I am a genius.
Let me give her another. Now, this one can come up two different ways because it's an older figure and they're not sure of the day because of the writing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be December 14th or December 19th, 1503.
Wow, you're really going back.
Yes, I am. I wanted to pull these out of the history books here.
All right. So December 14th, 1503. Let's see here. 5 plus 3 is 8 plus 9. Okay. This person, wow. Whatever he or she did, he or she was born on the media number day. So it's almost like whatever... Gosh, that's an amazing combination. Okay, so not only was this person born on the media number day, which means whatever this person did is covered by in books, is covered by whatever the media is. You know,
oh,
what media?
Jesus.
I mean, back then, media would have been books, so
yeah.
Books.
Yeah.
But the person, the whole birthday adds up to 17, and that's the immortality number. So somehow, whatever this person did leaves, like, a legacy behind.
Oh, my God.
So.
Wow. You hit it right. You're hitting him right on the head. That's
crazy.
That's Nostradamus' birthday.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes. I love this. This is the best part.
I know. I'm going to keep doing this all night.
I know. But she's in there going, she's got, like, pieces of paper everywhere.
You know.
She's thinking to herself, hey, this is great. This is great. I'm going to kill Rob. We'll get off that line. I'm going to kill him.
And I'm never going back.
Okay, let me give you a screwball one, okay?
Screwball.
Like, these aren't screwball, but this is kind of one I wanted to get into, like, the kind of the paranormal here. Let's see, September 26th, 1951.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Paranormal
enough
for you?
Not paranormal enough for me, I guess. I want to get something more recent.
Oh, I see.
It's interesting because this whoever this person is, there's something karmic going on with the person. So there's like a fateful sense.
Mm-hmm.
Let me total the whole thing here. 7 and 9 is 16, and 16 is 32, 5. Okay, well, you know, he had or she had or it had, whatever it
definitely
is.
Definitely he.
It's interesting because, God, it's just a weird set of numbers. There's like a conflict going on between somebody who's extremely has almost like the ability to sway politicians. You know, he has that kind of, or she has that kind of thing. 32-5 is called the politician's number. But on the other hand, 26-8 has tremendous power, too. And to me, when I see a combination like that, I wonder, because the person likes details but also likes people, whatever they brought took a lot of research but also was brought to a lot of people. So it's a little harder for me to see
right.
This one.
That one's more difficult.
Yeah.
That's actually the guy that committed the Amityville horror murders. So
oh,
I'm kind of throwing that in just as a screwball.
Well, the fateful part fits to that then. You know,
mm-hmm. Right.
That's the... Okay.
I got one more date for you, and you can reach through the phone and choke me at any point here. So. But since we started up a little late today, about five after, we can run a little 5 minutes with the interview. But March 18th, 1877. This is a different one.
That is a very interesting date because you have two 18s in there. So that is... Let me look at that. 1877 is 14 plus 9, so 23. 9 and 3 is 12. 35, 8. Okay. Interesting. Wow. Again, a fascinating combination. I'm just working with this for
sure.
A moment. The 77 and 1877, that is a clue as well, because that, again, is media, books, all that kind of stuff. The 18-9 and 35-8 means he had tremendous power, abilities. 18-9, that is... I sometimes call that the Christ consciousness number because a person who has this in his or her blueprint can either be very connected to that Christ consciousness or the opposite. So with this person, I feel it was a very good thing. It wasn't a negative thing. It wasn't like he or she was a martyr.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel he or she almost martyred his or her life to do what they had to do, that it was challenging. Whatever the work was, it wasn't easy, but it was tremendously powerful and empowering to others as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was Edgar Casey, Sleeping Prophet.
Oh, okay.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm blown away today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm just blown away. Very cool. Her website is TanyaGabrielle.com. I usually can try to punch it up to another level at the end of the interview, but I think we punch it up pretty much.
This is all with numbers.
Yes.
Can I just try one?
Go for it.
It's not a famous person, but August 22nd, 1963.
Okay. Okay, there are two, there's a 4 and an 8 in this already, so I can tell you this person, and I haven't even calculated the whole thing, but I can tell you there is some fateful stuff going on. That means he or she is attracting people in their life who it can make things a little bit challenging sometimes for them. Very expressive, meaning this person has to express him or herself. If this person doesn't, then they might get depressed. So they must express themselves either verbally or in some way, artistically, to feel balanced. And I mean, there's a lot more I can say, but I have to look at the name of this person too, because when you're born on the 22nd, there's a lot of other stuff going on that needs to be looked at.
Well, that's so. That's my girlfriend, but I don't want to give her a name. So
yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
So you're hitting it on the, you know, you're hitting it on the nail. So
all right,
very good.
Hey, Tanya, I have one question, and I've always wondered about this, and I just have to know. But if we're running out of time, that's fine. What would be the significance if all of my children were born on the 7th day?
Oh, wow. Well, there's definitely significance.
Wow. Are they? I didn't know.
Yeah, yep. That is amazing. Yeah, well, there are two things. Well, first of all, the 7 is about being intuitively engaged somehow. 7 looks like a lightning rod, and it literally is that you have the ability to use your intuition in ways that is a lot easier than it might be for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Also, the 7 means that they love to learn. They must have books, all of them. They are very psychic, and they must be in a location where there's more nature. City life doesn't agree so much with them. Like having trees and water is very important. The other part of this is there may be some kind of interesting programming going on within your family genetics when I see something like this, and that's a whole other topic. You know, when a family has certain numbers that resonate through generations or within one generation, there's almost like something they're here to do together.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Very cool. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
One more. I know we're okay, but
go for it, dude.
Okay.
You
November,
got everybody going in here.
November 11th, 1994.
Ooh.
Wow. Well, November 11th, that already is a big clue. Because 11-11 is, it's just quite a powerful portal number. So a lot of people see 11-11 on the clock. So let me count it all together for you here. 13 and 10, 23 and 4, 27, 9. Okay. This person has a lot of leadership abilities, and he or she may not know this, but they are meant to be highly creative. It's a humanitarian, double creativity leadership number that I see. Quite beautiful. The energy might be a little bit tough sometimes on the person, because what happens is when you have 11s, there's an electrical energy that literally, like, this person must exercise every day or else, you know, there's just so much creativity being downloaded constantly that the nervous system must release it physically. So very important to do that. And but there is a lot of wonderful leadership abilities with this person and teaching abilities. Anyway, I don't know who this is.
No, that's my daughter.
So, okay.
You know, so
She's cool.
Very smart. She's in, of course, she turned 16, 10th grade. You know, she's in the top 1% of her class. You know, very smart, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know how she's related to me in any way. But,
you're
the genius.
Rob, you were adopted.
Yes, I was adopted out of a paper bag.
Someone dropped you off on our step.
That was the date that we found me in a paper bag on the front porch.
Yeah.
So very cool.
We'll try to send you back.
Well,
I know when Rob was born, I told my mom that I wanted a tiger.
Yes.
And we got Rob.
Well, you got one, buddy. By gar.
Yeah, we got Rob.
Well,
shucks. I still want more tiger.
Tanya, I appreciate you coming on. We're going to have you on again very soon. You blew us all away here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We're going to have to tally each other off after the break here. But her website, again, is tanyagabrielle.com. Now, Tanya, for people that don't have a website or anything, is there a way for them to reach you or have a computer or anything like that?
If they don't have a website, they can, and you know, they can email me, Tanya at TanyaGabrielle.com. That's the best way really to reach me. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
And spell, yeah. Is it with an A or, I'm sorry, a Y or an I?
It's with an I. So Tanya with an I.
Okay.
And Gabrielle, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Got it.
So,
okay.
Very
thank
cool.
You.
We're going to put the podcast up very soon on that, and you should be getting some hits. I hope, well, not that you need any more than you probably got a ton of them already. But I greatly appreciate you coming on here.
Yeah, it was fun. Thanks.
And the check's in the mail for the genius comment. And, and
I bet you're dead.
Yeah, I greatly appreciate it. And I hope to have you again very soon. You know, anytime you want to, you know, you're more than welcome to come on anytime you want to. If you got something coming up or promotion to do, you know you're more than welcome to come on.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. It was nice to talk to all of you three tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We had some fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've been talking with Tanya Gabrielle. Wow.
I know.
All that, there's one of those are the ones I just lined up, and I was like, I sent them to her. And I just kind of went through history a little bit and pulled out some interesting people that I wanted to talk about, you know. Very interesting.
But is this so much a talent, or is it something that's learned? What do you think with numerology?
She said you can learn, from what I gathered, she said you can learn the basics. But
okay.
Then with her experience, and as long as she's worked with it, she started learning nuances of it.
And she did say that she enjoyed math.
No, she did say that I was a genius. Oh, I'm sorry. We talking about something else?
Oh, God, Ron.
She did say she loved math. Yes, she did.
So that would help, too.
Yeah, it comes down to math. It's not really astrology. It's just math.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because we've had Celeste in before, and she talks about astrology and everything like that.
Yeah, she says you're an idiot.
Yeah, she says, she's being correct by saying I'm an idiot. Tanya, I think, was being nice. So I think, okay, this guy, let's say he's a genius so he doesn't hunt me down and come to my house.
Or she could be real about it, and then you're just balanced, that's all.
That's true.
One washes the other.
No, exactly. You're definitely unbalanced.
We're going to take a break real quick, and we'll come back today, and then we'll be talking about the latest events here on the Paranormal Cafe. You're listening to the Paranormal Cafe.